This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Beer!
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. The Rise Guys Morning Show continues on 93.3.
The Planet.
I could strip to this for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I'd start off like Stevie Nicks with a bunch of scarves everywhere.
Yeah, you would.
Slowly but surely, I'd reveal myself to you. Mm-hmm. For money only.
For money?
Not for a hobby or anything. I gotta get paid.
Mm. Get paid!
Thank you.
It's my favorite petty.
A couple things. First, your favorite petty?
Favorite Tom Petty song.
Oh, I thought you meant out of the entire Petty family.
Well, no, Tom's my favorite petty. I like him better than Richard.
Even Kyle?
Yeah.
Even Lori?
Yeah.
Even...
Lori's number two, though.
Oh, yeah.
What about Petty Loveless? What about her?
Nah.
All right. Tomorrow is Saturday. We'll be back right after this. Tomorrow's Saturday, and Nine and I will be at Harley-Davidson of Greenville from 1 until 3 p.m. with a Rise Guys P1 Pilsner tasting.
Yes, it's going to be a fun time, man. Harley-Davidson of Greenville starting at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yes. Come out and see us. We're going to have all kinds of situations going on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this could be the second time we have autographed a motorcycle. We've autographed a motorcycle before. Some guy, God bless him, wanted us to autograph his motorcycle when we were at Sphinx one time.
Yeah, that was fun.
In Simpsonville, the controversial Simpsonville.
He was a nice guy. He was a large man with a tiny wife.
Yeah, yeah. It's weird. She would never fall off, though. You would have her there holding her tightly.
Yeah.
We'll be out there tomorrow, 1 until 3. Will we sign motorcycles? Yes. No mopeds, though.
No.
No mopeds. Absolutely not.
Mm-mm.
That's tomorrow. I'd like to remind you of something that happened on the show yesterday. I love when I can help name a P1. Like, oh, I don't know what the name, I don't know what my P1 name should be. What do you think? That's usually quite hard.
It is. This one was easy.
When this guy called in, he had the story of the day, and it also helped with his P1 name. Mm-hmm. Listen to this.
Well, you know how brothers are, man. He was a year younger than me, so we'd always be messing around with each other and stuff. So we decided we'd build a ramp in the backyard for our little bikes, and we'd go do some jumping and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought that it would be funny to loosen his handlebars. So as soon as he hit the ramp, his handlebars went forward, and he fell, went inside, and so Mama went and took care of him. I went inside, and Daddy yelled at me. So we go back out to ride, and I didn't know that son of a gun loosened my front wheel.
Oh, okay.
I went up in the air. The wheel goes further than I did. The forks of the bicycle go straight into the ground. I slide off of the seat, hit the handlebars so hard that both of my testicles get lodged inside of me.
Oh, God, no.
Usually somebody else's.
You got an innie. Two of them.
I had to go to the hospital to get them pulled out. And while I was at the hospital, the little jerk goes to school and comes up with the nickname for me. I come back, everybody's saying, hey, it's No Nuts Nate.
No Nuts Nate. That's your P1 name now.
It is.
I love it. Goodness. Forever, just like Bog Brown, you are P1. What was it?
No Nuts Nate.
No Nuts Nate.
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
We have to ask your permission. Is that okay, No Nuts Nate?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, P1, No Nuts Nate.
He's good. Right. He told the story and said his name, you know?
Write it in the Lamb's Book of Life. He's already filed for a patent on it.
It's
going to happen.
Trademark patent.
God, I missed that part.
Ever.
I didn't know his brother called him that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, his brother started the whole thing.
Yep.
I'll tell you something. I know me. If you were just mangled in an accident, or you know, like a car accident or a bicycle prank or whatever it is, I'm the last person you want to walk up on the accident. Because I have
point and laugh?
I have no. Oh. I have such a weak stomach when it comes to stuff like that. Like, I was flipping through channels the other night, and there's a show called Botched.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good show.
Why? Why do you want to see people who went in to get plastic surgery at some cheapo place and their stuff's all messed up, and then they show it, and they pixelate it enough to not show the nipple, but it's all wart looking. And
oh,
just,
yeah.
All just,
I know.
All a wad of whatever.
Help them.
It's like a fuzzy pepperoni.
With their third nipple.
Here's what I would hate. Imagine if I walked up on somebody who would, let's say their leg got cut off by a lawnmower or something. It was a rogue lawnmower. It got away from somebody.
Yeah.
I feel like I would look down at the severed leg or whatever. It's going to be gross if you're eating breakfast. I apologize. I would throw up in the wound. I would lose it. I would be like, ugh.
Yeah,
I
could, you would.
This is why you first responders are the king and queens of the streets, because y'all can roll up on the most mangled situation and then be like, oh, this is no big deal. Let me suture you up, or let me slab it on, or whatever. I would be like, bleh.
But Matt, if you saw it enough, you'd come around, right? If you saw it enough, you'd kind of get desensitized to it, and then you'd be able to help.
I've lived this earth a long time. I've seen Faces of Death 1 through 3, and I could not deal with it. I could not. And if it was my child or someone close to me, or, you know, Mary, somebody like that, yeah. I think that whole thing would kick in where it's hey, mama, like so-and-so strength. Like, I could pull through, you know? Like, I watched Grace be born.
Yeah.
Like, literally, I watched her born.
Beautiful.
And I loved it.
Yeah.
But if that was somebody else's baby.
Yeah.
So it's my own. I lose that.
Yeah.
I become strong-willed. But then when it's a stranger, I'm like, bleh.
Well, that's one that gets me is childbirth. Seeing that.
If it's your own, dude, I know it makes no sense. But if it's your own, sliding out of there.
No, doesn't matter. Yeah.
Imagine what Diddy had to watch. My dad watched Mary get filleted.
I don't know.
She took it from sternum to under belly button. You know the scar.
Back then. Yeah, it's who?
I was 10 pounds, 2 ounces.
I could walk up on any situation. It's fine. But that childbirth is like one of the, I'm out.
What about like cattle birth? You see those where they jerk them out by the legs? Is that bothering
you? That's amazing that they can do that.
Not as bad as people birth
to me.
That's
so odd.
See, I can handle any, like, anatomy thing, but when you start vomiting, I can't. That just is, I certain body fluids, you lose me.
Oh, yeah, it'd be like Stand By Me. If I walked up on someone mangled, I would throw up, and then Paige would look at me, and then she'd throw up.
Yeah, I can handle the mangled guy, but your vomit on the ground, I would go out. I mean,
yeah, and then the EMTs would show up sliding everywhere.
It would just be really bad.
It's a big mess.
And then if you poop, then I'm completely out.
God bless the first responders. I know that, for real. Like, if you're like me, a big P word, and you have this, like, awful gag reflex, smells can do it to me, the side of things, just like mangled bodies, is just...
The smell, yeah.
I start to perspire in my forehead, I get clammy, I get calm, and I feel like I'm just going to hurl everywhere.
Does that have to be something big? What if it's like somebody lost a fingertip or something like that?
The sight of blood doesn't bother me, but when I can see, like, layers of skin and bone and things like that,
Yeah. That is the bone and the skin, I'm fascinated by that, and I like the body, so I would be trying to help them.
Matt likes the body intact.
I like it intact. But if you're all cut up and stuff, and I was, like, the first person on the scene.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it'd be the worst.
You're going to want to...
You'd be a worst responder.
When they put you back, I'd be the worst responder. Dude, high
That's
five
your new
it.
Title.
I'm a worst responder.
But at least you're honest.
The worst possible. Never have a wreck around me.
No.
I'm not the guy.
But you can't assume just because you're a male that you can handle that stuff.
I don't.
Yeah.
Do you get like a test on that if you're doing that line of work?
I think you would have to, right? Like if you're like a canine cop, you have to get attacked by a dog or whatever in the suit.
Like if you fly jets, they make you try to puke first.
Yeah, they make sure you can do it drunk.
So do you think first responders have to go look at like dead bodies and see if they'll throw up or not?
But they're intrigued by that.
What an awful! I mean,
they're trained for somehow with something.
I want to talk to some first responders now. I want to find out, is there some kind of training mechanism for that? Also, dare I ask, what's the worst thing you rolled up on?
That's a good question. I'm also curious if anybody has ever seen or suffered a testicular injury worse than No Nuts Nate.
God bless.
Because that was terrible.
And I think not just in the emergency thing, but when you're called to a house and someone's not responding or whatever, and they've been there for weeks, and you got to walk into that situation. They're trained to see, and I mean, they're just human. You can take it as much as you can,
no matter
how bad it is. You
worked
know?
At a textile mill, and he worked in the heat treat department, and spilt molten metal literally on his leg. It went down in the boot and burned down to the bone. And I remember when I saw it, I was like, it looked like he had got attacked by a shark or something.
Yeah, that's terrible.
He's like, "Hey, Matthew," I'm like, "Bleh." I hate that.
That's hard to look at, though.
Yeah, stop with the butt.
Burns are one of the worst things to see. I mean, absolutely one of the worst things you can see is burns.
It was real bad.
Oh, yeah.
1-800-774-0093. Y'all that are texting in now, I want to hear these audibly. Y'all need to call in with some of these. Can we take one now and then bounce back, Floby?
Yeah.
Let's go to P1 War Dog on line one. Oh, boy. Good morning.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, sir. Were you a first responder? Well, go ahead. Imagine with the name War Dog that you've seen some things.
Yeah, I was an Army medic.
Thank you.
And one of the things they used to do is they used to show us, like, injuries of severed bodies and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you get desensitized from it.
Oh,
but
man.
The one thing that I can't stand is active vomiting. I will vomit quicker than anything.
If you see someone else doing it, it will make you do
that's
it.
That's me.
Oh, yeah.
God.
Yeah, it's
awful. I've pulled fingers out of vents and Humvees and stuff, and didn't faze me at all.
Jeez Louise.
Same way.
I'd have kept the middle one.
Hey, he's laughing maniacally about it. And when they show you all these videos and stuff over and over again, does it creep into your nightmares at all?
Not really.
Oh,
it don't bother me, but somebody starts vomiting, I'm done.
That's me.
Well, God bless you, and thanks for your service, War Dog. I mean that.
Have a good one.
Fat boy crosses his fingers when he says that, but I mean it.
No, I was just, appreciating him when he said he picked him out of cars.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we're going to get to your calls. First responders, EMT, whatever. The training involved, and B, what's the worst thing you saw? With radio-friendly terms. We'll do it all next. Rise Guys Morning Show.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt, Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy.
93.3 The Planet, Rise.
Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is 7:30. Look at us being on time. All right, so we were alluding to yesterday the call from the newly appointed P1 No Nuts Nate.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, he lost his testicles as a result of a bicycle prank from his brother. And I was saying how I have such a weak stomach that I could never be a first responder, EMT, God bless you folks, cops, everybody who would roll up on an accident. On your own, you know, it's your job to do that. I would be an awful Samaritan. I'd be a decent Samaritan. Like, I would call 911, but I wouldn't be able to suture you up or, like, put compression on the wound or nothing. I'd throw up all over you.
Mediocre Samaritan. Not a bad Samaritan.
Decent.
Not a good, mediocre.
Mediocre decent. Samaritan.
Yeah.
Not a good one.
Not a bad Samaritan.
Was there ever a great one?
I don't know, maybe.
Wayne Gretzky.
Yeah.
That's the answer.
It was the great one. Yeah, my dad saw something one time that he told me about many times.
Oh, God.
It seemed to mess him up.
Oh, God.
My dad saw a lot of stuff doing all the stuff he did in his life.
All right, do tell. Let's see who can make Matt Man gag this morning.
Well, my dad was in LaLanna back. It was,
don't read into that either with your text messages.
Okay.
Atlanta, Georgia.
The answer is me. my dad was in LaLanna back in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
And he saw a guy sitting on the side of the road. My dad was just in a car in a parking lot, waiting on some people, doing whatever, sitting in his car.
Yeah.
But he sees this guy, guy sitting on the curb.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just sitting there, kind of teetering on the brink of passing out. And the moment he passed out, slumped over forward, was right after the cab of an 18-wheeler drove past.
Oh, God.
So he slumps over forward between the cab, underneath the trailer, before the back tires roll up there.
Shut up.
Yeah.
So what happened? It cut his head off?
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
Oh, goodness.
Didn't that happen to a race car driver? I want to say, like, in the middle of a race.
Rob Marosa? Was that who that was? I think it was Rob Marosa.
Yeah, it might have been.
There's been some gruesome
ones. Oh, geez. Uh-huh. Oh, boy. All right, 1-800-774-0093. Oh, geez. It reminds me, though, we do need to get Jug on the show next week if he's available, because Daytona.
Yes,
you know, Jeremy Clements. 1-800-774-0093. We will go first to Trent and Cherville. Hey, Trent.
What's going on, man?
Happy Friday, sir. What'd you roll up on?
Well, I was in middle school, and one of my best friends was one of those BMX biker guys.
Oh, yeah.
Well, his seat had came off, and he didn't know it, and he sat down and tore his, let's say, fun bag.
Oh my goodness.
From Gooch up.
Oh, God.
And fell out.
Oh, no, you shut up.
I can't.
You hush. Oh, God. If,
It's gone. They had to take it out. Nah. There was no putting it back.
Did you have to hold it in place till it got to the hospital?
No, it wasn't none of that. It was me standing back laughing.
Laughing?
Oh, gosh.
What would you have done if he had got...
You're a bad Samaritan.
What if he had got bitten by a poisonous snake there? What would you have done?
He would have saved his life.
No, probably not.
He would have died, I guess.
Lay, Trent. Thank you, my friend. You have a good morning. Appreciate your call.
You too, man.
Oh, God. That's the thing to remember. Okay, so you lost a testicle. But look how many people you bring in cheer to their life on a Friday.
I don't think he can call that guy a friend.
No.
After that.
He laughed. If I was laying there with one of my nuts seeping out and nine was laughing at me, he would be a coworker like Fatboy, never a friend again.
I would help. You're the one who might laugh at me.
Disagree.
Oh my gosh.
To line one. Oh, no, this is going to be bad, I bet. Tyler, who is a volunteer firefighter. Good morning,
Tyler. Good morning.
First of all, thank you for your service. You're a volunteer. God bless you.
I used to be. I did it for 4 years.
Oh, well, take it back then.
I hung it up after that.
Well, disregard my comment. Go ahead with your story, then.
All right, I'm going to share one of my first experiences of seeing something horrific. We, as a volunteer, you get the, you have the choice to either drive to the call or go to the fire station and get on trucks. And the wreck was near my house, so I just drove there, and it was a motorcycle wreck. And when I got there, I was the first one there, and there was a man. He had wrecked his motorcycle, and his head was busted open all over the road.
Oh.
And there was brain matter everywhere. It was pretty. For me, being 18 years old at the time, I just didn't know what to think. I was in shock. It was probably the worst thing I've ever seen.
God. You didn't vomit?
Yeah.
No, I didn't. I felt really weak. I had to turn around and walk away for a second. But
oh, God. And as a firefighter, even as a volunteer, did they put you through like the other guy, the EMT that was the medic over in Iraq or wherever it was? Did they run you through any kind of training as to like visually seeing stuff to kind of accustom you to mangled bodies?
Nothing like that. I mean, they give you your basic training on interior firefighting when you have like auto extrication and stuff like that. But I mean, you can't really, as being a volunteer, you don't really get paid and they don't really have all the funds and stuff like that.
Yeah.
God.
Put you through something like that. So it's just kind of like you just see it. And if you can handle it, you can handle it. If you can't, you can't.
About how old a guy are you now?
And I've seen some pretty rough stuff like throughout the whole time I did it.
No
but
comment.
That was probably the worst.
No comment.
Yeah. Now, about how old a guy are you now?
Mike? And then
I don't think he wants to answer your question.
How old are you? How old are you,
dude? Can hear me. Just
how old are
I'm
you?
I'm 24 now.
Okay, it wasn't that long ago. Jesus, I was just wondering how long ago it was.
He'll only answer my question.
Apparently.
Yeah. All right, Tyler. Thank you, sir. God bless you, man.
All right. Y'all have a good day.
All right, see you.
Get him on a roll. You can't talk to him.
I think he forgot how old he is.
Maybe.
He didn't want to answer.
All right. We got two anonymouses. Fatboy, you have to lead the way. You've talked to both of these folks briefly.
I go with anonymous.
Okay. There's two of them. Which, line two or three?
I go with three.
Line three is anonymous. Good morning.
Hey, how's it going,
guys? Go with two.
What's up?
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. So... I'm a firefighter EMT.
Thank you.
I'm full time. And I've been doing it for about 7 years. And Paige can understand what I'm talking about. Her husband was a firefighter as well. So she knows, like I said, what I'm talking about. If you first couple times you see something that's very graphic, you know, it's going to mess with anybody. I don't matter who you are. How hard you are, it don't matter. But if you've got a job to do, you got to go out there, you got to put all your feelings aside because, you know, this guy that you're helping out, you know, their family's sitting there screaming at you. You can't freak out or anything like that. But,
sorry. orchestra said we're running
late.
That
one's on me.
And I have to say, when
Nine just changed the channel, he said.
My husband would go on a call like that. Yeah. He was such an adrenaline junkie, and when the cue would go, and he would be excited about going there. And then you never, like you say, you never know what you would roll up on.
Oh, it's true.
And then he would be so busy. No, let me finish. He would be so busy and pumped up trying to get these people to the hospital within the golden hour to keep them alive. And then when he would go home, he would just, like, be a totally different person.
I love you, Paige.
No, but I'm just saying that's very true, that the way you feel, that the shock, it's post-traumatic stress.
Here's the thing.
That they suffer from, because it's weeks later where it may hit them. That's what I was getting to.
I could watch slideshows and videos and stuff over. You just won't change that about me. It's who I am. I am a P-U-blank-blank-Y when it comes to... gross stuff. I'm a puffy. No, puffy. Not that. Yeah. You can't spell. Let's go to the other anonymous online, too. God dang it. You're in rare form today, pal. Anonymous, good morning.
Payday.
What's going on?
There it is. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Pretty good.
Right. I think you're going to be our last call here.
Make it good.
It'll be the best one.
Yeah.
So that'll be all right. Yeah. So when it comes to responding to some things, the worst thing that I have ever responded to as far as smell-wise was when I responded to a wreck where somebody was in the vehicle and was burnt alive in the vehicle, and there was skin hanging from the car, and there's just a skeleton sitting there kind of like slumped over in the driver's seat, and just the smell of that.
Okay, I can't take it anymore.
Oh, well, I wanted to
get graphic.
What was the smell? What was the smell?
No, it was... I don't know how to describe it. The smell of flesh and organs and everything else burning.
All right, thank you. Jeez. I know that we asked
you
for that.
You cannot handle that.
I can't. Oh. And I think I read several text messages right now. I'm having to change the channel, guys. This is too much.
Don't do it.
I mean, it was a lot.
God.
I mean, I can't imagine. God, seriously, from the bottom of my heart, God bless EMTs, first responders, anybody, especially the volunteer ones. God,
yes.
I mean, y'all are just like asking for it.
Heroes.
Dude was laughing because his buddy was hanging out.
Well, I mean, you know, God bless. All right, and I feel like in today's society, we'd go for the phone for Snapchat before we'd code for 911.
I hope not.
Ah, look, my buddy's ball's hanging out. That's awful.
Here it is.
Yeah. Paige, what are you working on in the place? We have to move on from all this frivolity.
We'll take a ballfie.
Well, a guy named Ass Man is upset. I'll tell you why next in your Rise Guys headlines.
All right, I can't wait to find out what's going on with Billy Gunn. We'll get to that next in your Rise Guys headlines. Morning, everybody.
Next, the Rise Guys. Just tickle your keypad at 72.341. You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet.
Rise.
It's Rise Guys headlines with Paige. And her big old hoo-has.
All right. Well, how about this story, fat boy?
Yeah, that's just us.
There is a guy in Melville, Saskatchewan, Canada, whose real name is Dave Assman.
Assman?
But it's pronounced
Assman?
Osman.
All right, we're just putting together the pigskin punishment.
And he's upset because he tried to get his last name on a license plate, and the government said, not going to happen.
No,
Yeah, so if you remember back in 1995 on television, there was an episode of Seinfeld where Kramer got a license plate that said Ass Man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's not the first time someone tried to do that.
That was my first radio name.
But this is Ass Man's real name.
Yeah, but they said no. They wouldn't let him do it. And he says, Dave Assman or Osman, he says he's proud of his name, quote, it's my last name, I've always had it, I'm not ashamed of it, and there's nothing bad about it. So, you know, what are you going to do? You're not gonna butcher your own name. If that's your name, that's your name.
Well, that's true.
Even though government says no, you should be able to have your name on your license plate. If you're allowed a personal license plate, then, you know, who's to say that that's not...
Well, it is your name.
Yeah.
You know?
It's his legal, God-given name.
It is.
I don't think it's right that the vanity tags are only 7 letters. What if your last name has 8 in it?
Yeah.
You know?
It's an outrage.
What if your last name was Sop? Well, that would work, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying.
I do.
You gotta sop it up.
But is he doing this because, I mean, is Okay, here's the question. You said is Assman or Osman? Do we get to the bottom of that? Like, did someone ask him to pronounce his last name?
Austin.
Osman?
No, he just offered, you know, that's by the way it's pronounced.
Yeah.
In the
story. Oh, it's pronounced Osman.
What if his last name was Deutschebog? I mean, what would he do? That's a callback from hell.
Yeah,
right?
It is. Yeah.
Ben Deutschebog.
So I guess he'd be denied on that one, too, but only because it's too many letters.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What would Cooter from Dukes of Hazzard do? Would they allow that? They let him have a garage up in Gatlinburg. Would they let him put Cooter on his tag?
Maybe.
Is that offensive to people?
Cooter?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's his name on
TV. I think Ass Man may be a little offensive because it's obvious, you know, first three letters.
Oh, we have an answer to the question. No, we don't. She hung up.
He knows they have Ben Jones on his license plate.
Ben Jones, yes.
Well, if you happen to be one of these people that are afraid to make complete eye contact with someone, we've got something that was published in the study. In the Journal of Perception that found that people that can't really tell if you're looking them in the eye or not. So here's the answer. If you're afraid of staring at someone straight in the eye, makes you nervous or whatever, they're saying just stare at the mouth, ears, or nose instead. Because researchers had four-minute conversations with about 50 different people, used special glasses to track their eye movements, and they found in the conversations that people looked, some people look square in the eye, other half, they looked at other spots like the mouth or chin, and it turns out you really can't tell the difference.
Really?
But couldn't you just get over it? I mean, that's not an impossible hurdle to overcome, like eye contact, because I used to not be able to do it when I was younger. You remember, Matt? I couldn't look you in the eye, look down, look anywhere but right in the eye with anybody.
Yeah.
But then, as I grew up, I got over it.
You'd look at me through the mirror, though.
Yeah. I got a, and the way you get over it is you just kind of face it down and do it some, and then it becomes natural, and you get used to it, and then you're naturally looking people in the eye when you address them, when you talk to them.
Here's the problem I used to have. Not that it wasn't that it was a lack of confidence or anything, but when I would be looking someone in the eye, like in a business type setting or whatever, I would notice that Nine won't look at me while I'm trying to do this. I would notice that would look in one eye.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at your right eye right now. I'm not looking in both eyes.
It's hard to look at both at the same time.
And then my mind's like, he's going to think or she's going to think you're looking at the one eye. So I would go look at the other guy, and then I feel like I'm like Junior Samples going back and forth in my eyeballs.
Yeah.
But it's only in my own head, because Paige is right. If you're looking at the nose or the teeth or the forehead or whatever, then nobody's going to know you're not looking in the eye.
I can tell if you're looking in my eye or looking at my nose.
All right. Am I looking in your eye?
You look like you are right now, but a minute ago you were not.
Okay, what about right now?
It looked like you looked up.
I didn't. I looked you right in the eye.
Well, you looked up. See, I don't know if I can believe you.
Let's play tongue chicken right now.
Oh,
no,
closer,
God.
Closer. Come closer. Come
I don't
closer.
Want to.
You're no Ray Thompson, no. Pal.
So I'm the
not.
Only time it might not work is if you're
American
really close up.
I just want some.
If you're a foot away, you probably can't tell.
A foot away. All
right. Yeah, so there. I mean, you're up close, and you're not looking. Say Valentine's Day. If you're looking it away.
Yeah.
You need to look straight in the eyes.
Okay.
If you have trouble with it, you can overcome that.
Yes, you can.
You don't have to look them in the mouth.
Look them in the mouth.
Or the ears.
Don't. No, learn to look them in the eye.
Do not.
Get better.
All right, well.
You make a better connection with people if you can look them in the eye.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to present a spoiler alert with a great movie, but I'm going to do that. So I'm going to be talking about the new Pet Sematary. Spell with an S instead of a C, Matt-Man.
I know. I correct it every time, and I hate it.
There's a major change from Stephen's original book and the original screenplay.
Paige on a first name basis. I was going to say,
talking about
Stephen King.
Stevie K.
Stephen K. So instead of the boy Gage getting killed and resurrected by the Pet Sematary, it's his sister Ellie. And you can... If you watch the trailer, you'll see that was just released.
They give away the ending in the trailer?
They give away who dies in the trailer.
Did we know in its exact... they've taken some freedoms with this. I mean, you know, changing it about or whatever. But the way they do movies, they reboot it and change something about it. Like Judd Crandall will probably be Anthony Anderson this time or something.
Yeah.
Change it up a little bit.
So it's going to be hard to avoid. I mean, everybody figured it out by watching the trailer, and they're not going to hide it. Both the poster and the brand new trailer dropped yesterday and gave it away anyway. So, you know, it's Ellie, not Gage.
It was one of the better ones they did back then. And I don't think John Lithgow is Judd Crandall this time around.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's good.
But he doesn't have.
He was great in Harry and the Hendersons.
Yeah, he's a fun guy. He's really good, but, you know, I'm just going to miss the voice of Fred Gwynne in that role.
I know.
Such a fatherly character, that Fred Gwynne.
Did you see the spinoff movie they've already done? When the cat comes back to life, he runs away from home. But he's not lost, but he went to be a preacher.
Oh, Pet Seminary is going to be awesome. That was not worked out before. Yeah. That was mind game.
I can tell. All
right. Hit it from hell.
His poor wording?
No, it's funny. I don't know.
That's the best thing you'll hear all day.
As far as the original Stephen King project, I mean, that was probably the best one, right, of the originals? It's like if you try to watch Salem's Lot and you're not trying to take a nap.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, one that I love that I think everybody pans on, and I thought it was really, really cool was Christine. I thought that was a wild, crazy, nutty movie. What if this car came alive and started killing people?
What? Yeah. I don't know that one.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Oh, dude. Oh, yeah. If you love Transformer movies, you'll love Christine.
See the correlation there. Yeah,
she doesn't jump up and fly and shoot you with her machine gun arms, but she'll run over your ass.
Yeah, Christine was a good one. Pet Cemetery was good. A lot of the miniseries ones sucked.
I like The Stand, though. So.
Yeah, I think they're going to make a new Stand. I think they're working on a new Stand,
so
which needs to be done and like updated.
Right, the weather that killed people. He did that one, too, right?
No, they're doing it for CBS All Access. Okay. The Stand.
The weather that killed people?
Yeah, everybody was trapped in a grocery store, right? Was it that Stephen King one? Nobody could go outside because you couldn't see.
Yeah, it's not the fog, but it was
the mist.
That was pretty good. Yes. But yeah, back in the 70s and 80s, I mean, you had Christine, and you had Carrie, and you had Pet Cemetery, and you had a bunch of ones that weren't very good. And you had, I remember Sleepwalkers, where they're cats, but the mom and the son are having sex with each other, and they're cats.
They're having sex with each other and the cats?
No, and they are cats.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, they turn into cats and stuff, and they have sex with each other.
Hmm.
It's called Sleepwalkers. I remember that one, too.
That was a good one.
What an imagination on that, man, huh?
Don't ever remake The Shining.
No,
don't ever remake The Shining. It won't be.
They already did.
They did?
Yeah, like in the late 90s. It was a miniseries on NBC back in the late 90s.
Oh. Well, it was probably awful, wasn't it?
I never saw it.
What about a Tommyknockers reboot? When's that happening? 2020?
Maybe. Well, the Langoliers will come back, too. Wow. Boy, we know some Stephen King, huh?
So Stephen King tweeted, "This is a scary movie. Be warned." So he's on board with all the changes, and the movie is hitting theaters April 5th, and the trailer's pretty cool. I like it.
Stephen King in 1982 wrote a book called Rita Hayworth and Shawshank Redemption.
Mm-hmm.
That was the title of the book.
Yeah.
So was that the preface to the movie?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah. It's based on Stephen King as well.
Shh. As Paige would say, shh.
No, I wouldn't say that.
You should call it Blank Shank Redemption.
I think a lot of people don't realize that because they didn't watch the opening credits to the film. Because it's in the opening credits to the film.
What, that it was a book called Rita Hayworth?
No, it was written by Stephen King.
Oh. I love how he slaps my across his face as he passed me on the back.
Like I said, a lot of people don't realize that, but it's in the opening credits of the movie. That's how I found out when I was younger. I watched the movie and saw that in there.
I think he wrote these, and he's like, I need a name. Somebody give me a name. Christine?
Rita Hayworth.
Like Carrie? That works.
Yeah.
Well, I'm Paige.
Carrie was also almost going to be Sharon. A lot of people don't know that.
Sharon's
going to carry. Thank you, Paige. That was fantastic. Boy. Here's a phone number for you. 864-241-4318. That's 864-241-4318. It is Friday. It is TGIFOF. We're going to play this week's top eight of the FOF line right after this.
They really get me going in the morning.
They are so funny.
The Upstate loves the Rise Guys.
They're always funny. It doesn't matter what the topic is.
The Rise Guys. Weekday mornings at 93.3 The Planet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.